the Archbishop today, Srila Advaitacharya's appearance in this material world, Magh Mas Shukla Paksha Saptami, today is sometimes known as Advaita Saptami. Manohari Chakravarti Thakur describes in Bhakti Ratnakara the auspicious event of his appearance, Advaitacharya's appearance, as the son of Kubera Pandit. And they lived in Bengal. Most of the associates of Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal. And they lived there in a village, near a village called Navagram. Navagram is a village near Srihatta, a famous place. And this interesting event surrounding his birth that Nahari describes in Bhakti Ratnakara, Jai Ho Gornikai. He says that the father and mother of Advaitacharya, says one day they heard some Vaishnav blasphemy. The husband and wife's name is Navadevi. Navadevi, and Kubera Pandit, were the mother and father of Advaitacharya. So one day, this Grihastha couple, Kubera Pandit, he's a Brahmin, and his Brahmini wife, Navadevi, they had the misfortune, the great misfortune, that in the pathway of their ears they heard the blasphemy of the Vaishnavas. And when they heard the blasphemy of the Vaishnavas, then their response to that experience of hearing Vaishnava blasphemy, they wanted to die. They wanted to give up their body and die right on the spot. Marana Prapti. They didn't want to live anymore. Oh, how unfortunate, how sad. Our ears have heard the poisonous sound of Vaishnava blasphemy. Let us die right now. So in that state of bereavement and lamentation and unhappiness, they went to sleep. Navadevi, Kubera Pandit, feeling very much attrition and repentance. Their hearts were full of repentance. Their minds were full of attrition and sorrow. So as we know in the Vaishnava philosophy, the Vaishnava Siddhanta, Sattva Siddhanta, the Lord who is residing in the heart of every living entity, he is full of compassion for the devotees. He doesn't like to see them suffer. They may suffer for some time due to their prarabdha or due to the direct will of the Lord. You might see Vaishnavas and devotees of the Lord suffering mentally, physically, but not for long. Someone may be suffering a terrible disease in old age, but generally the Vaishnavas, the sincere devotees of the Lord, they don't suffer too much, too long. The Lord usually relieves them of the source of their distress. If they're old and their bodies are ridden with disease, then the Lord will touch them with His compassionate hand, and He'll take that body away. He'll say, this body is useless to you. It's useless to you, and it's useless to me. So let me take it. So He'll take the body from the devotee, and the devotee will say, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Jai Govind, Jai Radhe, and give up his body and get a new body, either Swarup City in Bhoma Vrindavan, or again go here in this world, in Mumbai, or anywhere, to carry on his service on the path to perfection. So they went to sleep, so Krishna wanted to relieve them of their distress, so he did it in a grand way. He relieved their distress in a grand way. When they were sleeping, Kubera Pandit was sleeping, and his wife was sleeping. In their dream, Lord Chaitanya appeared in their dream. Now Lord Chaitanya has not manifested yet on the earth planet, neither has Nityananda or Advaitacharya. But Lord Chaitanya appeared in a dream too. They didn't know it was Lord Chaitanya. There were two beautiful golden figures in the dream, two beautiful golden personalities, adorned with jewels and necklaces and servant very attractive. And they were none other than Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya spoke, he said, they were seeing all this in their dream, Kubera Pandit and his wife Namadevi. They were seeing in their dream Advaita Acharya was there. They didn't know it was Advaita Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya was there, and they were talking. Lord Chaitanya, he turned to Advaita Acharya and said, listen, you should immediately incarnate to relieve the unhappiness of all living entities. Beginning with Kubera Pandit and his wife, who were so much suffering because they heard blaspheming of the Vaishnava. Then he said, they're suffering the onslaughts of Kali Yuga. By your loving invitation, I will not be able to remain in the spiritual world. I will also quickly appear in the material world along with my elder brother. So hearing these words, the second person is awake, he became very happy. And at that moment, on this day, 510 years ago, or 12, or whatever it is, Advaita Acharya entered the womb of Namadevi in Srihari. Of course, this is the day that he appeared. He didn't enter the womb, but he came from the womb. He appeared on this day. This is the appearance day of Advaita Acharya. So we see right from the beginning, the very moment of his manifestation and appearance in this world, Advaita Acharya, his whole business was to relieve the stress, to relieve the unhappiness, beginning with his would-be mother and father, Kubera Pandit and Namadevi. So this is describing the actual birth. It is an expression of mercy. The heart of Lord Chaitanya is taking the shape of Advaita Acharya. He's saying, oh, you go now. Relieve the distress of the living entities of Kali Yuga. I will appear along with my elder brother, Nityananda, Balaram, Krishna Balaram, came and already died. So it reminds us, to some extent, of our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada's first meeting with Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. He first met him and said, oh, you're educated, you know English? You should go preach this message in the Western country. Krishna consciousness, Gaudiya Vaishnava, praying Dharma. So, of course, Prabhupada manifested that will of his Guru. So, Advaita Acharya, his glories are beautifully enunciated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and also Chaitanya Bhagavata. There are a couple of points we wanted to address that are significant for us, because Advaita Acharya is the embodiment of devotion. Panchatattvakam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam, Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam, Namami Bhakta Shaktikam, right? The Panchatattva mantra. So we say Bhakta Avatar, he's the incarnation of the devotee. So because he's the incarnation of the devotee, Bhakta Avatar, Advaita Acharya has something very important to teach us. He is the guru of the devotees. He is the Acharya of the devotees. He's the Acharya, Advaita Acharya. The Acharya of what? Acharya means teacher. It means achara and pravachan. He teaches by his example and by his words. And there's no difference. He's called Advaita. It means there's no difference between what he says and what he does. Right? It means Advaita. No difference. His actions are the same as his philosophy. They have in English, walk your talk. Is that right? Walk your talk. And this phrase, colloquial expression, walk your talk. You're saying, yes, we should control, you should follow these four regular principles, you should control your senses, engage in the service of Krishna, chant the holy name. And then someone says, oh my dear sir, are you controlling your senses? Oh well, I eat six times a day, and I have five snacks a day, and I like to go to all the restaurants in Bombay, but you know, you should control your senses. And you should follow these four regular principles. Oh my dear sir, do you follow these four regular principles? Well, let's not talk about that. Can't we talk about something else? Why get personal? And then, oh, you're telling me they're chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Are you chanting? Well, some days 16, some days 5. No, I'm initiated, but what can I do? So where is the power? So a Dvaitacharya, there is no difference between what he says and what he does. That's why he's in Dvaita. And he's the Acharya. His Achar, there's no Dvait. There's no Dvait in his Achar. In his behavior. There's no duality. There's consistency. His words are consonant. His words are consonant with his behavior. There's a oneness in presentation. Body, mind, and words. So we want to learn something about that oneness in his presentation. That's a awakening. Awakening means no duality, non-dual, oneness. So there's a oneness. His body, mind, and words are one. Advaita. And his achar is one. It's not two. I don't say one thing and do another. Right? Say one thing, do another. So he's Advaita achar. Advaita achar. An interesting understanding of the name. Advaita achar. His achar is one with his prachar. That's the word, right? Prachar means pravachar. Achar and Prachar are one. As Sanatana Goswami was glorifying Haridas Thakur. Said, oh Haridas, oh Thakur Haridas, I see in the Vaishnava community, I see in the assembly of Vaishnavas, there are many devotees that are very paka in their achar. Very clean, very straight tilak, they shave their head 5 times a day. Very shining, too much shining, like a billiard ball. Or a bowling ball. Their head is very nice, very, very clean, very nice cloth, very pucked up, ironing the cloth morning, noon, and night. Nice watch, everything. Very good achar. Sanatana Goswami is telling. I see in the Vaishnava assembly some behave very nicely. Very nice. Yes, hello, Prabhu. Yes, yes. Namaste, pranam. But they don't preach. They don't preach. That means that their love is spitala prema. It's shrunken. Their love for Krishna has not manifested. Because when love for Krishna manifests in the heart, just like when fruits manifest from the tree, there's two things that tree has to do. There's two things that tree must do when it manifests fruits. One thing is it has to bend down. It's laden, it's burdened by the heavy weight of fruits. So it goes like this. The branches are full of mangoes. One mango tree can produce 5,000 mangoes. I was told by our devotee in the Jagannath temple that some 500 kilos. So if you have 2,500 kilos on your arm, what will you do? You'll bend down. Dainyabha. So one who has frame in their heart, they'll have dainyabha. They'll have humility. Humility, they'll bend down. And what's the second thing that a tree does? It distributes. It distributes what? Nectar, amras, anaras. There's pomegranate juice, mango juice. It distributes nectar. So that a devotee, his behavior might be very nice, very bhaka, dachar. But if there's no prachar, we can understand that tree of the tree of frame in his heart has not produced fruits very much. Because when a tree of frame produces fruits in the heart of the bhakta, these two qualities will be seen very clearly. It's not a show, it's not fake, it's real. It's real, it's tangible, it's reality. That humility and frame are brother and sister. If there's prema arising in the heart, like the Mayapur Chandra Udai, Prema Udai, the moon of prema, the Chandra prema Chandra Udai, the moon of prema is rising over the ocean of your heart, then waves will move in your heart. Waves are called Sanchari Bhav. Different waves will, waves, Taranga will move in your heart. And they will overwhelm you. If you go into the ocean, there's big waves. Big waves are there, and you're standing in the ocean. What do? You go down. So you dive under the wave, or you stand there like this. Then the wave goes, oh, you want to stand there like that? Well, boom! The wave crashes on your head, then you bend down. So when the Sanchari Bhavas are moving in the heart, then you also bend down. So one will become humble with the manifestation and the rising of the moon of praying, and then because that nectar is filling one's heart, then he's forced, or he or she is forced to distribute the fruits, the rasa of the heart, prem rasa. So this is the nature. This is what Sanat Goswami is telling Haridas, that you behave very nicely and you preach very nicely. So this is what we're aspiring. We want to behave very nicely as gentlemen, as Prabhupada taught us. You should all be gentlemen and gentle ladies, clean. Should be clean, nice clothes and proper behavior, courteous and cordial and gentle and kind. Most cordial and most kind and sweet and loving to all people at all times. That's very good. But there are many karmics like that. But moreover, each and every one of us should become attached to Krishna. Attached to Radharani and Krishna, their service, Radharani Bihari. And in an intense way. And gradually progress to this level of prema and love. And then as that love rises within our hearts, it forces our mouth to open up. And we preach, fresh art. So therefore, Sanat Goswami glorified Haridas, you are the best of among the Vaishnavas because you behave very perfectly. Paka, paka achar, and paka prachar. And you preach very nicely. So one can only preach nicely if they love Krishna. In some degree, love is unlimited, so you can't say, oh, he loves Krishna. Well, if you love Krishna 1%, that's very good. Say, if we love Krishna 1%, that's very good. Then your preaching will be 1% perfect. And if we love Krishna 50%, then our preaching will be 50% perfect. And if we love Krishna 100%, then our preaching will be 100% perfect. So Advaita Acharya has come to teach us how our achar and our prachar can become one. One with the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has many lessons to teach us. How to unify our body, mind, and words in the service and the prachar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prem Dharma Sankirtan movement. So what are those teachings? What must we learn from Advaita Acharya to hasten our progress on the path of Prem? What must we imbibe from him? What must we embody within our own lives and hearts and actions? Krishna Kaviraj will tell us in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll simply repeat how he's shown the secret that the way Acharya has come to teach. Acharya means teacher. He's the Bhakta Avatar Acharya. He's the avatar of bhakti. He's the devotee. And we are all aspiring. We are called Vaishnav Praya. Vaishnav Praya means almost Vaishnava. At least we meaning I. Prabhupada, I'm not saying we means you and I, but we mean I. Prabhupada always uses the sex of his plural pronoun, we. So you say, we is hum. Hum is we. So hum. So hum. So hum. We are that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood that. Soham means, I am his. It can also be understood that way. Soham. Sannyasi, Mayavadi Sannyasi's chant is Soham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is another story. Soham, I am his. In other words, Radharani belongs to Shyam. I am his. So Vaitacharya, he's teaching us something. So that we could become actually not Vaishnav Praya, but Shuddha Vaishnav. Shuddha Bhakta Charana Venu Bhajana Anurula Bhakta Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Lati Karamula Prema Lata. We should become strangled by the Prema Lata. Prema Lata means a creeper that wraps around the branches of a tree. But our creeper of bhakti, our bhakti lata, should be like a boa constrictor. A boa constrictor is a snake, sharp, and very powerful, very fat, like so big. And the way it kills an animal, it wraps around the animal. The animal is sleeping. The deer, the bull or whatever is sleeping, and the cobra comes. I mean, not the cobra, the boa constrictor, called boa constrictor. Constrict, the word constrict means to go like this. This means to constrict. Your veins are constricted or contracted. To squeeze, that's called constriction. You take a pipe and you squeeze it. So this is the snake that squeezes people, or animals. So it goes around the animal like this in the, when he's sleeping, then it goes under like this, and around like a rope, and then like you put a rope around something, and you pull the rope like this, and it becomes like this. So then he goes around and he squeezes with all of his muscles, and the animal goes, this crushes all the bones of the animal. So this word animal, the word animal in English, in Latin, it's called animus. So we want the bhakti lata to grow in our heart. The animus, the animal within us, is our material heart. Our material hearts, which are full of greed, anger, lust, and envy. We want the boa constrictor of bhakti, the bhakti lata, we want it to wrap around our material, the animus, the animal of our heart. We want it to wrap around our hearts and squeeze them. Squeeze that heart until it dies. So we want our bhakti lata, we want our creeper of devotion to become a boa constrictor and wrap around our hearts and crush all of our material desires into dust. Then, the bhakti lata can produce beautiful flowers. And then the sweet, delicious fruits of praying. So Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, listen, I want to glorify Harida, I want to glorify Vaitacharya. So I've selected some verses we can read about Vaitacharya, because who can better glorify Vaitacharya than the eternal associates of Vaitacharya? So firstly, we want to understand how good it is for us to hear these glories. So he says here, this Adi Lila 6, verse 12, the whole chapter of Adi Lila, chapter 6, is all about the Mahima, Advaitacharya Mahima, the glories of Advaitacharya. So Krishna's Kaviraj is explaining, Jagat Mangala Advaita Mangala Gunanam, Mangala Charitra Sada, Mangala Jandranam. The word Mangala is here. The word Mangala is here because one of the nicknames of Advaitacharya, although at birth he was given the name Advaita, like sometimes some Indians they give their children, I have a friend in Bombay, the son is named Advaita. But his name, Advaita, he was given the name Advaita and Kamalaksha. Kamalaksha. Because his eyes were very, when he was born, very big eyes. Because why? Because when his heart was open, full of praying, so he wanted to show the world, he wanted that praying to come out, so his eyes are like lotus flowers, very big. So that, but he was generally known as Advaita, although he had these two names. Because if he's Advaita, he can't have two names. Right? Yes, that was. So, but another name he had was Mangala. He's often called Mangala, Prabhupada explains. That was another name. And some of the biographies of Advaitacharya, as Prabhupada mentions in his Tika, he was called Mangala. So knowing that, being a Vidvan, Krishna's Kaviraj, he took that name and took the name by which Advaitacharya is known and composed a beautiful verse around that name to glorify him. Jagat Mangala Advaita, Mangala Gunadam, Mangala Charita Sada, Mangala Chandra Nam. Being a reservoir of all auspicious qualities, Jagat Mangala Advaita. Advaitacharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities, and name are always auspicious. So Prabhupada gives a small description here about the idea of this Advaitacharya. Prabhupada says, Sri Advaitacharya, who is an incarnation, he's a combined incarnation of Mahavishnu and Mahadev. Sadashiv. Maha is two Maha, Mahavishnu and Mahadev. Mahadev, Sadashiv, Lord Shiva, and Mahavishnu. He's an Acharya, or teacher. All of the Advaitacharya's activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness and the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead, that means fountainhead means the origin, of all auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to human society. Rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as the eternal function of living entities and as actual liberation of the living beings from conditioned life become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. Then Prabhupada says, as the causal incarnation, or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion, is called a naimittic avatar, comes from time to time. Anyone who hears about and glorifies Advaitacharya becomes glorified himself. For such activities free one from all misfortune. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us a Shuki fall, or a fall Shuki, as is Krishna's Kaviraj. Anyone who hears the glories of Advaitacharya, or anyone who speaks them, he will become free from all misfortune. This is Prabhupada's elaboration on the meaning of mangala. Because the verse is all about mangala gunadam, mangala nam, jagat mangala. So this is Advaitacharya. He sees everything to do with auspiciousness. So if I associate in any way with someone who's auspicious, then what happens to me? I become auspicious. That's why the devotees, the presence of the devotees in Bombay is what is creating auspiciousness. Because each and every one of you sitting here is an abode, is a reservoir, ashraya, mangala ashraya, an abode of auspiciousness. Vancha kalpa srubhyascha kripa sindhubhayascha. That auspiciousness is kripa, mercy. That mangala takes the form of kripa. And that kripa is a... What is the nature of that kripa? It isn't just mercy. Like a son will say, oh, my father gave me a lakh of rupees, what mercy. But the mercy of the devotee is that he's a kalpataru. Kalpataru kripa. That he can actually fulfill. He is so auspicious that the presence of a devotee, the words of a devotee, the sight of a devotee, the contact of a devotee, the wishes of a devotee, as explained in the 11th canto, simply if a great devotee thinks nicely of you, if he wishes you well, it's called ashirvad. Because he just thinks, oh, Suradas, he's a nice devotee. He's a good devotee. And if the person who's thinking that, if he's Param Vaishnava, then only by those thoughts, everything will become auspicious about his life. And he will, the person he's thinking of will attain life's perfection. So this is the greatest kalpa tree, wish-fulfilling tree. Because what is the wish of every living entity? Every living entity is wishing and hoping and hankering for happiness and eternal life and awareness and understanding of what's going on. He wants to taste the happiness of life. So we know by our own experience that the real happiness can only be found in the eternal service of Radha and Krishna. So therefore, realizing this, we preach, and we make everyone's life auspicious. If there is any auspiciousness in the city of Mumbai, it is only because of the presence of the Vaishnavas. Ram Bhaktas, Krishna Bhaktas, Gaur Bhaktas. Otherwise, what is auspicious about this place? Brahmins are ignored and neglected. Cows are slaughtered. Nothing auspicious. This place is not fit to live. According to Vedic definition, no human being would live here. This is not a fit place. Everyone thinks, oh, Bombay is so nice city. It's very nice. Nice climate, nice weather, good sea breeze, very healthy, a lot of money here. This is the most condemned place. We have the seven planetary, lower planetary system. Atala, Patala, Rasatala, Talatala. Then there's one, there's an eighth one. The eighth one is called Mumbai. There's actually eight lower planetary systems. There's seven major narakas, seven major hellish planets. Atala, Talatala, Rasatala, Patala. And the eighth one, the new one's been added? is mundane.
It's not auspicious, really.
By definition, Vedic definition, where Brahmins are ignored and neglected, and where cows are slaughtered, it is most inauspicious. It is not fit. You should not breathe the air in such a place. You should not breathe here, or to speak of drink the water from the earth of this place. So why are we here? We're here to make it mangalam. Mangala raho, mangala raho, mangala raho, swasti swasti ayanam. Right? We have no other business here. You or I, or any of us. We're only living on here because of the desire of our guru. So this, we are representing it, Vaisacharya. So one should, everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge one can attain the highest stage of perfection. So this is just the invocation of the glory, just hearing about the Vaisacharya. Now, what are the lessons that we mentioned? What are the lessons that we should learn from the Vaisacharya to advance the cause of our bhakti? So Krishna's Kaviraj is explaining here that he wants to teach us about Seva Bhava. Vaisacharya, as the Bhakta avatar, the incarnation of a devotee, he wants to give us a secret. Oh, I'm a devotee. I'm a Vaisacharya. I'm the avatar. I'm the Bhakta avatar. So listen, let me show you how to write like a teacher has students. And in school, she takes the student's hand and she moves his hand and says, this is how you write sha, ka, da, da, the mantras and all things. She moves the child's hand and shows him how to write the mantras of Devanagari, the Sanskrit alphabet. So in the same way, Lord Vaisacharya has come on this auspicious day. He's come to show us how to walk, how to talk, how to walk our talk as devotees. So the whole foundation of bhakti, the foundation of bhakti is only this, Seva Bhava. And this will be explained in the ensuing verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhavendra Puriya Inho Shishe Gyan Acharya Goswami Prabhu Guru Kariman. Thinking he is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya always obeys Advaitacharya, respecting Advaitacharya as a spiritual master. Advaitacharya was about 50 years older than Lord Chaitanya. He appeared 50 years before Lord Chaitanya, the Vaisacharya appeared. And he was, from the beginning of his life, he was chanting the Mahamantra and preaching Bhagavad philosophy, Bhagavad Dharma, in a Sangam. He had two houses, one in Shantipur and one in Mayapur, Navadvipam. So he was preaching, and he had a Sangha there. And Haridas Thakur was one of the members of his Sangha. Even before Lord Chaitanya came, he was associated. And they had a whole group there, Srivas Thakur, Vaisacharya, etc. But when he appeared, Lord Chaitanya, he always treated the Vaisacharya as his guru. You're my guru. You're older than my father. You're older than my father. He was older than Jagannath Mishra. So naturally, he's an object of reverence and affection, being the elder personality. So in Vaisacharya, he couldn't stand him, because he understood, he knew that Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna Yugo, Radha Govinda Yugo. And he knew that he is my guru, he's my very source, he's my everything. So he was always trying to position, the Vaisacharya was always trying to put himself in a position that I'm Adasos me, I'm your servant. Lokikya Vilate Dharma Maryada Raksham Stuti Bhakti Karin Tantra Charana Vandami. To maintain proper etiquette for the principles of religion, Dharma Maryada. Dharma Maryada. Mahaprabhu used to bow down to the lotus-seated Vaisacharya with reverential prayers and devotions. Stuti and bhakti. Chaitanya Gosani ke Acharya kare prabhu gyan apanarke kare tanra dasa abhiman. And Vaisacharya, on the other hand, he considered Mahaprabhu his master, his Prabhu. And he was thinking of himself as a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the thinking. This is the thinking of the Bhakta avatars. What is it? Das Abhiman. I am simply a servant. Sei Abhimana Suke Apanat Pashtare Krishnadasahao Jive Upadeshikare. Advaitacharya forgot himself in the joy of that conception and teaches all living entities, you are a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Se abhiman suke apana pasare. Pasare means he forgot everything. Oh, I'm Advaitacharya, I'm older, I'm 50 years older, I'm senior, I'm a famous pundit, I'm a famous guru in Navadvipa and Shantipur. I come from a very illustrious line of Kubera pundits. My father and grandfather are all great pundits in Chaturvedi. He forgot all that. And Suk, he was immersed in the happiness of thinking, I am but a servant. One who tries to be the master, he will never be happy. Everyone's trying to be the master. They want to be happy. And everyone misconceives that I will become happy by being the Lord, by being the Master, the Ishvara. But Advaitacharya is teaching, you will become happy by Seva Abhiman, Dasa Abhiman. Krishna Das How, Jive Upadeshakar. This is Upadesh, Advaitacharya Upadesh, Sandesh. He's teaching Krishna Das. Krishna Das Abhiman Ye Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahi Tara Eka Bindu. Ananda Sindhu, Krishna Das Abhiman, the happiest day of a jiva's sojourn in the material world is when he kneels before he prostrates himself before his spiritual master, Pranipatena. And the spiritual master says, your name is Krishna Das. That is the happiest day of the jiva, and millions and millions of lifetimes, when he receives the name Krishna Das or Radhika Dasi. That name, that Das, Dasi. I have gained a ticket. I've been given this name Dasi. This means that my guru has given me a ticket. He's given me the parchi, the ticket. It's only a matter of days and a matter of moments before I dive into the Ananda Sindhu, the ocean of bliss. I've been searching lifetime after lifetime for this kind of happiness, this kind of fulfillment, this kind of satisfaction. And today, my guru, he's given me the name Das, Krishna Das. For all my lifetimes, I thought I was Krishna. I'm Krishna. I am Krishna. I am Radha. I am the enjoyer. I am the controller. Ishvara ham aham bhogi. Siddham balavan suki. The demon, this is the sampad, the asura sampad. This is his wealth. His wealth is the wealth of misconception. This is his wealth. This is his sampati. This misconception that I am an Ishvara, I am perfect. I am suki, I am happiness. I am happy. But Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. He's not a Shiva. He's Mahadev and Mahavishnu. He's telling that you want suki? You not only get suki, you get Anand Sindhu by having this Abhiman. This Abhiman, Krishna Das Abhiman. The conception of servitude to Sri Krishna generates, it produces such an ocean of joy that even the joy of the oneness of the Absolute multiplied 10 million times cannot compare to a drop. The happiness of being Krishna Das and Radha Dasi is millions and millions of times the happiness of Brahmanand, of Nirvishesh, Brahma Suyuja Mukti, which is inconceivable even to attain that. Eka Pintara, Eka Bindu,
Koti Brahma Sukha Nahe Tara Eka Bindu. Muni Ye Chaitanyadas Aranityananda Dasabhava Samanani Anyantra Ananda.
Advaita says, Nityananda and I are servants of Lord Chaitanya. Nowhere else is there such joy as that which is tasted in this emotion of servitude.
Dasabhava Samanani Anyantra Ananda.
Parama Priyanti Lakshmi Ridayava. So, Krishna Kaviraj is presenting the thinking of Advaita Acharya and the speaking of Advaita Acharya. So somebody is saying, oh, there's so much happiness in serving Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. There's so much happiness in serving Krishna. Ananda Sagar, an ocean of happiness. What is your praman, Advaita? You are a madman. You're saying that. What is your praman? What is your evidence? And now he's going to speak the evidence. This is the proof of my point. Parama Priyati Lakshmi Rideya Vasati Teno Dasya Sukamage Karya Vinati.
The most beloved Lakshmi Devi, she resides in Vas. Her Vas is Vak, her Ridaya. Ridaya Vak Vasa.
She's residing on the chest of Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan. That's her place. Her place of residence. But what is she? What is her mood?
Dasya Sukha Mage Kaliya Minati.
She resides in the chest of Sri Krishna, yet she too, earnestly praying, begs for the joy of service at his feet.
Mage means beg.
Even Lakshmi, she's begging to Krishna, oh Krishna, please make me your maidservant. Why? Why would you give up being that Lakshmi to become a mere dasi, a maidservant? Because it's in your interest. You'll find the greatest happiness there. So he's saying, and then he's saying, Dasya Bhava Anandita Parishad Gan Vidhi Bhava Narada Ara Sukha Sanatan. All the Parishad, Krishna Parishad, all the associates of Krishna, Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Sukha, Sanatan Kumara, they are very pleased in the sentiment of servitude. So these verses are explaining these conceptions about servitude. So this is Lakshmi's feeling. She's feeling, oh, I want to be Krishna's servant. I just want to serve him. Now he's explaining here. He's going on in a whole presentation about all the coward boys, how they want to serve Krishna, and this is their mood, this is their happiness, just to be a servant. Then he says, Krishnara Prayati Braje Jatagopigan Janra Pada Dudikali Udava Prata Yansabara Upare Krishnara Priya Nahihan Tanhara Apanake Kare Dasi Abhiman. Even the Sakis of Krishna and Braj, the Braja Sakis, the Prayati, Braj Prayati, the Gopis, the dust of whose feet, the Padaduli Kare Udava Pratan, Uddhava Prarthana. Uddhava was praying, oh Gopikas, please give me the dust of your feet. Well, that is their prayer. And he was praying, oh Gopikas, please give me a fix of Braja Renu. Give me a place at your feet. So what are the Gopis feeling? They're more dear to Krishna than anyone else. Yet the Gopis are thinking, they have Dasi Abhiman. We are simply the Dasis of Krishna. And this is what Radharani is praying. Radharani, Krishna, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, is saying the same thing. Oh Nanda Nanda, I'm your dasi. I'm your kinkari. Ai Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram. Ai Nanda, hey Nanda Nanda, I'm your kinkari. Ai Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram. Patitamba Vishveva Mapudo. I'm your servant, but I'm trapped in this Bhava Sagar, this ocean of material, this poisonous ocean. Vishame, Bhava Vishame. I'm in this ocean, I'm drinking poison, the poison of sense gratification. I'm drinking the kam vish, krodh vish, lobh vish, the poison of greed. I'm drinking it and killing myself. I'm drinking the poison of lust. I'm drinking it and killing myself. I'm drinking the poison of anger. I'm drinking it and killing myself.
Patitam, I'm patit utam, patitam. I'm not only patit, I'm patit utam, patit utam. I'm topmost fallen. He said, I eat under Sanjikindram, patitam, mam. Vishame, bhavam budo, anguri, ocean. Bhava, bhava sagar, bhava anguri, bhava sindhu. Baba Bajore Manashri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanara Dindure Baba Sindhu, I'm in this Baba Sindhu, hey! Govinda, Damodar, Madhav, hey deep, please! Patita, Pati Uttam, I am the topmost of the fallen and drinking all this poison. Sitaduli Sadrisham Vichintaya, Sitaduli, the same word is here, Padaduli. Sita, Padaduli Kare. Gopis are saying, Padaduli Kare, Krishna, put us at your feet where your dasi. But Radharani, she's saying, don't. Sita is here saying, Padaduli Kare. That Uddhava is saying, please, Padaduli Kare. Kara, put me at your feet. But Radharani is not saying that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani. She's not saying, oh, Shamsundar, oh Nandananda, put me on your feet. She's not saying. She's saying, Stita Duli Sadrisham. Stita. Stita means tie me on your feet. Stita, fix me there. Tie me there. Glue me there. Stick me there. Don't let me move from there. Stita Duli. Duli means the dust. Stita Duli Sadrisham. Sadrisham. I want to always see that. Sadrisha, Sadarshan. I want to see that. What do I want to see? I want to see your feet. I want to see the beautiful red on the bottom of your feet. The beautiful, and what I want to really see is where the blue, the beautiful sham blue, that sham rug at the top of your feet meets the beautiful red hue of your bottom of your feet. That line where the blue of your feet comes down and the red of your feet comes up. I want to, oh Sadrisham, Vichintaya. Chinta. I don't want my consciousness. I don't want my chinta. I don't want my consciousness going anywhere from there. Sadrisham vichintaya. My full consciousness, chinta. I don't want anything, any anxiety, any chinta. My chinta, everything. There, at your feet. So Radharani is praying like that. Rajajanati han virayo janam. Rajajanati han virayoshitam. Nijajanasmaya dramsanasmita Vajasake bhavatkin karismano Jalaruhananam charadarshaya. This is Gopi Ghee. This is what they're praying. They have this Dasi Abhiman, the Braj Gopis, and they're saying, O Krishna, remover of the afflictions of the inhabitants of Braj, O hero of all women, O Lord who destroys the pride of your devotees by your sweet, gentle smile. Can you stand here before Rasvihari and not have your pride destroyed by his sweet, gentle smile? This is what we're saying, as Rupa Goswami was warning the materialists. If you want to maintain your connection to friendship, society, and love, then please, my dear friends, don't go to the banks of the Yamuna under the Kadamba tree at Keshika and see that Govinda. So we're also warning the people of Bombay. Oh, Mumbaiites. Please don't come to ISKCON Juhu. Please don't come here. And don't stand in front of Rasvihari. And don't look at his sweet smile. His sweet, gentle smile. His, what is it? His Nija Jana Smaya. Oh, no. Oh, Smita. There it is, Smita. Dvamsana Smita. Please don't stand in front of Rasvihari and look at his sweet, his smile is sweet and gentle and embracing and comforting and warm and affectionate and loving and kind. Because if you look at Rasvihari's face and see his sweet smile, then you'll be out of this hellish planet of Mumbai. You won't be able to stay in this eighth hellish planet anymore. So that's why you see many people, they come here. They come for darshan in the morning, and they go very fast in the temple and very fast out of the temple.
Sometimes I've even seen them, they come jogging. They're jogging on the Juhu beach, they jog up the streets of the temple, they jog in the door of the temple, they keep their pace, I've seen. They're keeping what they call a pace or rhythm. They come like this, and then for 1 second, okay. They don't want to give a full view, like they just give a sidelong glance to Rasabihari. Okay, and they're out of the temple. Let me accumulate sort of punya. Little punya, Thakurji Darshan and both Mangalahe. You know, start my day with a little punya, but then a lot of pop. It's like spicing. We have a lot of sabji and a little salt. So we have a lot of pop and a little punya. So this is, so Radharani and the gopis are praying like that. So these verses. Please fulfill our desires and show us your attractive lotus face. So the devotees are like honeybees. You can't separate a honeybee from the nectar of a lotus flower. When the lotus flower is blooming and oozing, and it's oozing with its beautiful, fragrant, sweet and delicious nectar, the bees can't come from there. That's why Rupa Goswami is saying, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, Manamasa Madhukara, Arpaya Nija Padapankaja Makarande, Manamasa Madhukara, Arpaya Nija Padapankaja Makarande, Pankaja Makarande. Pankaja Makarande means that Pankaja, that beautiful flower which is born from the mud, Pankaja, that lotus flower. Very nice bell, very good bell. It's because this bell is mixed up with the sound of Rasabihari's flute. They have to have an ear to separate the sounds, like a good musician, if someone's a good musician, or they study music when they hear a concert, they listen all. They hear the sitar, and then they hear the sarod, and then they can extract the different sounds from the music composition. So in that woven, in that bell, is the sound, and the sound of that dvamsha, ganta, and that ganta, there is the vamshi. That's vamshi ganta. Vamshi ganta, this is the flute bell. Because he's always playing his flute, and the flute sound is going all over the temple, and then similar objects are attracted to each other. So the flute is made of metal. The bell is made of metal. So it's natural, they'll make friends. This is silver. This is bell metal. So they make friends, so when he plays the flute, then the flute sound comes out of his silver flute. And so where should I go? I go, no one wants to listen to me. I'm coming out of his flute, Rasabihari's flute, but everyone's too busy. Where's the prasadam? Where's my money? Where's my maintenance money? Where's my new sari? Where's my new car? Everyone's too busy. No one's listening. I'm coming out. I'm going around. I'm searching around. I'm moving around the temple. Anyone want to listen to me? I'm the sound of Rasabihari's flute. Anyone want to hear me? I know we're busy. What's going on in the newspaper? Oh, India Today.
Whoa.
This guy killed that guy, and this guy got defeated by that guy, and this is movie number one, and this cricket player doesn't believe in that, and he, you know, he's had an attack, and was, you know, who cares? So the flute is moving around, doesn't anyone want to listen? So then he goes, oh, my friend the bell. The bell is my friend. He likes to make sound. He can appreciate sound. So I'll go with him. So they make friends. The sound of the flute comes out of Rasabihari's flute. It goes here and there looking, searching. Anyone want to hear? Oh, there's a devotee. There's Krishna chanting his Gayatri. He's chanting Kam Gayatri. That's me. That's me. I'm the sound of Krishna's flute. I'm the Kam Gayatri. Does he want to listen to me? Maybe I should go in his ears. And then the flute is saying, oh, Krishna is chanting Kam Gayatri. I want to enter his ear and fill his heart with the sound of Rasabihari's flute. But I can't, because he is sleeping. He's sleeping when he's chanting his Gayatri mantras, his anik, his sandhyavandanam, tri sandhyavandanam. Three times a day he chants Gayatri, and three times a day he sleeps. It's called a cat nap. Cat nap. Like a little cat, they sleep and they wake up. So we get three cat naps a day. Oh, excuse me for why I'm going to do my cat nap. I thought it was your Gayatri. Gayatri. So the flute is joined with the bell. So the bell sounds and the flute is ringing also.
Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe, 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 Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe.
So Rupa Goswami is describing this song, Krishna Deva Bhavanta Mande. Manamana Samadhukara Arvaya Nijapada Pankaja Mankarande.
When will it be of my mind?
The Madhukara. Manasa Madhukara. Manasa Madhukara means the mind. The Madhukara. That one who collects honey. Madhukara.
When will it be of my mind become trapped in the lotus flower of your feet?
When will it be of my mind that the Madhukar, the Marumaki, when will the Marumaki of my heart, the Marumaki of my heart, when will it be trapped, when will the bee of my heart become trapped in the lotus of your feet? And what is in that lotus of your feet?
Makarande,
Premamrit. And what shape does that Premamrit take? That Makarande.
Manamana Sumadakara Arpaya Nijapada.
Arpaya Nijapada. Arpaya Nijapada. My life is only for this. I don't have any other meaning to breathe. I don't have any other reason to live than Arpaya Nijapada. I don't want to live. I don't want to breathe or eat or move or speak or think or do anything but Arpaya Nijapada. I want to worship Arpaya, Krishna Samarpan. Tama Dhan Krishna Samarpan, right? They have a song, some Hindi song. Tama Dhan Krishna. So Arpaya Nijapada. I want to worship your feet, Nijapada, your feet. I don't want to worship the feet of my wife. I don't want to worship the feet of my husband, my children, my business. I'm finished with it. Arpaya Nijapada. Pankaja Makarande. Because your feet are pankaja, kamala, padma, and they're full of makaranga, they're full of nectar. And how can I get that nectar? How can I taste that nectar? By seva. Dasana, dasana, dasana. Right? Aham, what's that person? Aham vitro na chandrapatir na vivaishana shudro. Aham vani na chandrihavatir no. Manashto yadirava kintu prodya nikala paramananda purnamrita. There. Govi parakamalam. Govi bhartu parakamalam. Dasi anu dasi. Now I'm a man. In a man's form. Purusharup, adhirup. So I'm serving in this body. But ultimately, this man's form will transform into a dasi. Sakibhava, Mantri Rupa. And that is the Sarup of many and most of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Their Mantri Sarup is Dasi Sarup. Mantri Sarup. So this, now I've got Manadasanadas as a sevaka, as a sadhaka, as a devotee of Krishna and Radha and Guru. I am Dasanadas. But when I become Siddhi, when I attain perfection, I will become Dasi, Anudasi, Anudasi. A servant of the servant of the servant of the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. Radha Rasadihani. Yuga. Nanada? No. Just like the woman, she's a dasi, she'll become a dasi. The man is a dasi, he'll become a dasi. Generally, not always. You may be a dasi on a dasi now, and you may become a dasi on a dasi on a dasi of Sridhar and Subham and Sakyabhava.
So this is the primary teaching of the Vaitacharya that we're hearing so nicely described in these verses. May I read more? Thank you. So now we've heard something about the Seva Bhav, the Abhiman of the Gopis of Braj, from the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha to the Gopis of Braj to all the Parishads of Krishna. What do they want? Seva Abhiman Ananda Sagar, Ananda Sindhu. By immersing our hearts and identities in the conception and idea that I am Krishna's servant, then our lives will merge into the ocean of bliss, ocean of happiness. Sansavara Kataraho Srimati Radhika Sabahaite Sahavamshe Parama Adhika Tena Jandra Dasti Haina Sevana Charan Jandra Prema Gune Krishna Bada Lakshan. What do you speak of the other gopis? Srimati Radhika, who in every respect is the most elevated and exalted of all the gopis of Braj, and who has forever bound Krishna by her loving attributes. Krishna, prema gune Krishna bhada anuksham. Anuksham, shana anu. Anuksham means time after time. Moment anukshana. Anukshana means, the word in Bengali, anukshana means moment after moment. So Prabhupada translates that as forever, which is much more poetic and beautiful. So Prabhupada is the master of the Kavi. There's Krishna's Kaviraj and his Bhaktivinoda Kaviraj. A.C. Bhaktivinoda Kaviraj ji. I don't know Krishna's Kaviraj. I have no adhikar to see him, to meet him, to even approach him in a million lifetimes. But somehow, I have met A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Kaviraj. And he is introducing me to Krishna's Kaviraj, and Govinda Kaviraj, and all the Kavirajas in the Gauranga Parishad. So he's saying, Prema Gune Krishna Bhada Anukshan. Moment after moment. Minute after minute, Radharani is binding Krishna, Krishna Bhada, like Nitya Bhada, Jiva Bhada. She's binding Krishna with her prem gun, with her qualities and attributes and characteristics of love and praying. This is a nice way to be bound by love. Divine slavery. Krishna consciousness is divine slavery. I am tied. I am bound. I am gagged. My mouth is gagged. I can't speak about Maya. There's a gag in my mouth. Oh, ha, 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 ha. It's called gag. You tie your strings. My tongue is gagged. I cannot speak about Maya. My guru won't let me. My hands are tied. I can't touch Maya. My hands are tied behind my back in a straitjacket called Seva. So I can't touch Maya with my hands because they're bound in Krishna's Seva. I have to wash the temple. I have to clean the deity's plate. I have to dress the deity. I have to chant japa. I have to do many things with these hands. And it's all Krishna's sparsha. Krishna's Seva's sparsha. I'm touching Krishna with my hands and engaged in Seva. That's how I touch Krishna. You want to touch Krishna? Then engage your hands in Seva. And I can't think about Maya. I have no time. I'm too busy trying to figure out how to pay the bills of the temple. I'm too busy trying to think out how to raise the money for the temple and organize the construction and the preaching. I have no time. My mind is bound by Seva. So this Krishna is also bound. As we are bound, Krishna is bound by Radharani's prem gun. Her prem gun takes the shape of 1,000-petaled lotus, Sahasra Padma. And 1,000 petals of that lotus are 1,000 varieties by which Radharani serves Krishna. But Krishna is a person, so Krishna must be served by persons. So therefore Radharani expands herself as thousands and thousands of gopis. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavigami. The Loka Eva Nivan Satya Kilatma Bhutta. Nija
it? Nija Rupa Daya Kalabi. Nija Rupa Kalabi. Nija Rupa Kala. Kala means the Kala, 64 arts, like we have our, the Minister of Arts here. Sure, Bhakti Kala Kshetra. So this Nijarupa Kala. So Krishna expands himself from Nijarupa, from his own form, so many forms come to serve him. Balaram expands to serve Krishna. Chandravyuha expands to serve Krishna. The Gunavatars expand to serve Krishna. The Devadas expand to serve Krishna. So now, Nijarupa Taya Kala Vi. So Radharani, she has her Nijarupa Kala. Her Nijarupa, they also expand. So from Radharani's Nijarupa, from her own form, there's so many Ananda Rupas expand, and they're all the Sakis of Raj. So that thousand-petaled lotus of Seva, that Seva Sahasra Padma expands as thousands and thousands of gopis. 16,108 gopis are all the expansions of Nijarupa Kala. They're all Nijarupa Kala, they're all expansions of Radharani's personal body. For what? For the service of Krishna. Because she wants to serve Krishna in so many ways. She says, look, I'm only one, I only have two arms. But I want to massage Krishna's feet, and I want to put tumble in his mouth, and I want to offer a garland to him, I want to dress him, I want to brush his hair, I want to sing for him, I want to play the veena for him, I want to dance for him, I want to tell him jokes, and I want to whisper sweet love songs and love poems in his ear, and I want to do it all simultaneously. But I'm only one person. How can I do 100 things at once? Can you do 1,000 things at once? Maybe you can do one or two things. Listen to the tape and cook the offering. Or so many, two or three things. But can you do 1,000 things at once? Can you do 16,108 things at once? No. And neither can Radharani. So she expands herself into 16,108 gopis. One gopi brushes Krishna's hair, one gopi massages his feet, one brings water, one brings mala. Nijarupata. They are. So, we're hearing that she wants to be a maid servant. And what she expresses that bhav is when Krishna carried her on his, he was about to carry Radharani on his shoulder. And then Krishna disappeared. And Radharani, oh, Krishna's disappeared. Wow, how can I serve? There's no Krishna. My life is finished. So then she cries out, without service, I'm dead. Without service, I don't exist. I can't exist without Krishna's service. So in that mode of, Krishna, I'm living for you. I'm breathing for you. I'm speaking for you. I mean, only existing few, so then Radharani cries out, Ha Na, Ramana Krishna, Hasi Kwanti Mahabhuja, Jatya Te Kripanayame, Sakhi Dashaya, Sanidhyam. Hey Na, Ha Na, Ha. Why does she say Ha Na? Because have you ever seen a person who's about to die? Have you ever watched a person die? We've had the fortune to watch people die in Vrindavan, godbrothers and godsisters. And they breathe. It's called counting down the breath. So when people are about to die, they have 5 or 10 breaths left. Vaichika, Kumbhaka. They go, ha, ha, ha. Karmis die by saying ha, right? Ha, ha, ha. We said, ha, ha. Hare Krishna. 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 Guru Kripa He gave only by Guru Kripa. So they say, ha, ha. So what is Radharani saying in this verse? Ha. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. Hada. She is about to breathe her last. About
about to breathe her last breath, Krishna has left her near Shamir, Yamuna Palin, on the banks of the Yamuna, under the moon of the Sharad season. He's left her under the full moon of the Sharad season. The wind is carrying a sweet fragrance of lotus and jui, mela, hana, ramana preshka, kwasi kwasi mahabhuja. Oh my Lord, oh my husband, oh my dearly beloved, oh mighty armed Lord, where are you? Where are you? My friend, reveal yourself to your maidservant, dasya. I'm your dasi. Reveal yourself to your maidservant, who is very much aggrieved in your absence. Sanidim. So these, Krishna's Kaviraj is explaining, he's giving a praman. This is what Advaitacharya is speaking through the mouth of Krishna Kaviraj. He's speaking, this is the praman, this is the proof of how far the Seva Bhav goes. The Seva Bhav goes to the Rishis, to Sanatana Kumar, the Kumaras. Then it goes to the Devatas, Rama and Shiva. Then the Seva Bhav crosses the seven upper planetary systems, Shanalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Satyalok. And it goes to the Paramyoga, and the Seva Bhav goes to Vaikuntha, to Lakshmi. The greatest personality in all of Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Devi, she's absorbed in the Seva Bhav. Then the Seva Bhav crosses all of Vaikuntha planets, and it goes to the topmost planet, Rajagopul. And it goes to the coward boys, they have the Seva Bhav, and the mothers. And then it goes to the gopis. Then it goes to the topmost of all the gopis, to Srimati Radhika. She also has Seva Abhiman. Ayi Nanda Tanusha Kinkaram. Ami Kinkari. I am your Kinkari. I am your sold-out maidservant. So this is what Advaitacharya is teaching us on this holy day of his appearance. This Seva Bhav. That we should praise Advaitacharya. You are the Bhakta avatar. You are the very incarnation of a devotee. But I have no Seva Bhav. I am full of the Purusha Bhav. Purusha Bhav. I am the Purusha. I am the enjoyer. It's saturating, that consciousness, this Abhiman is saturating my senses, my mind, and my intelligence. We don't want to serve. We have causeless unwillingness to serve Krishna. But in this holy day of the Acharya, he's the Acharya, he's Advaita. There's no difference in his behavior, in his teaching, his one. So we want to become one with the heart of Krishna. We want to become one with the heart of our Guru. And we want to become one with the heart of Radharani, and Shamsundar, Rasabihari. We don't want any dvandva. Moha dvandva, Krishna talks about in the Gita. Right? Icha dvesha samutpayana, dvandva mohinabhara, dvandva, icha dvesha samutpayana. We're full of icha, we have so much desire. Icha, I want this, I want that, I have to have this and that. Icha dvesha, and dvesha means matsarya, envy. Dvandva, this is duality, this is not oneness. So if these dvandvas, these dualities are residing in our heart, kam, krodha, lobha, moha, we are not one with the heart of Brahma. We are not one with the heart of Krishna. So he is Advaita, Acharya. He is the Acharya of oneness. The Acharya of oneness. He's the teacher of oneness. Teacher of oneness is, means in your heart. Your mind. Well, let's say our heart. Our heart. Our heart and our mind and our words and our deeds. Kaya, mano, vakya. Kaya, mano, vakya should be one with the heart of Bhagavan. This is called Bhagavan Jiva Sambandha. What type of Sambandha? There can only be oneness when there is rain. Husband and wife are in love, they come together as one in the name of praying. This is, they come together as one in the name of praying, but actually it's exploitation. It's selfishness. When the Jiva comes together with Bhagavan, that's called Bhagavan Jiva Praying Sambandha, the bondage of praying, the union of surrender, the union of selflessness, the union of pure love. Bhagavan Jiva Praying Sambandha.
So this, we on this holy day of Vaidhacharya's appearance, we pray, oh Vaidhacharya, you're guru, you're acharya, you're teacher. Your front side and back side, inside out, it's transparent, it's clear, it's pure. There's no funny business. There's no front side and back side difference. It's clear. So please, show me the way. Teach me. Shishyasteham mam sharimam prapanam. Shishyasteham. Shishyasteham. I am your shishya. On this holy day of your avabhaktiti, I am your shishya. Prapanam. I surrender unto you. Make my mind one with Guru Vakya. Guru Vakya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chichite Korya Aitya. We sing every day. Play the card. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chichite Korya Aitya. Chit, eight chit. Our chit, our consciousness should be one with Guru Vakya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Guru Vakya means the word of Guru. Padma Vakya. His mouth is like a lotus because from his mouth he's giving the word which will give you the access to the lotus feet of Krishna. Vande Guru Sri Charanamrita. Guru Vakya. So we pray, oh, you're the Guru, please show me the way to make my mind, my heart, my words, one with the Guru's word. One with the wish of Radharani. One with the wish of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. I want what you have. Like you're a Prabhupati and it's known that you're a Prabhupati, I go to you and say, please, Dhanam Dehi, give me some money. You're a Prabhupati. Oh, you're a Vaidhacharya. Teach me this oneness. Please teach me this oneness. Oneness. I want one mind. Guru mind, Krishna mind, Radha mind. I want one word, Krishna's word, Guru's word. I want one action, deed. Krishna's deeds, Radha's deeds, Guru's deeds. I don't want any dwandva. Dwandva mahinabhar. I don't want anything. I don't want to be bewildered by dwandva. I want satyam, truth, reality, purity, truth. And I want that seva abhimana. Please teach me this. Show me the way. So this is our prayer on this auspicious day. We wait to charge the Agarbhas. Pita Mata Guru Saka Bhavakini Nai Krishna Premara Sabhade Dasya Bhava Nase Karaya. All the emotions, all the bhavas, these are bhavas, these are Pita Bhav, Mata Bhav, Guru Bhav, Saka Bhav. All the bhavas or emotions, whether those of father, mother, teacher, or friend, are full of the sentiment of servitude. This is the primary, this is the Rajagokul, the planet of Rajaloka, Krishna Loka. It revolves on the force of seva. It is moving, it is spinning, the planet is spinning and moving on the force of seva. And by the attraction, seva sankarshan, the attractive power of seva. Even if you're Krishna's lover in Madhurya Bhava, or you're Krishna's father in Vatsalya Bhava, or you're Krishna's sakha, friend in Bhakti Bhava, the foundation of all those sentiments and relationships is seva. Krishna premara sovara dasya bhava sekarai. Eka Krishna sarva sevya jagadishvara. Ara Jata Savatana Seva Sevak Anucha. Lord Krishna is the one master and the Lord of the universe. He is worthy of being served by everyone. Indeed, everyone is but a servant of his servants. Se Krishna Avatirna Chaitanya Ishvara Ateva Ara Sava Tanhara Kinkara. This word again, Kinkara. As Saint Krishna has descended as Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone, therefore, is his servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kehamane, kehanamane, sabatandidas, jenamane, tarahaya, se bhavdenash. Some people accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others do not.
Yet everyone is Chaitanya's servant. One who does not accept him, however, will be ruined by his sinful activities. Chaitanya Radhasamuni, Chaitanya Radhas, Chaitanya Radhasamuni, Tanra Dasaradhas. Advaitacharya said, I am a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya and a servant of all of his servants. Eta Bhali Natchagaya Humkara Gambir Chaneke Vasila Acharya Hainas Sustir. Saying this, Advaita dances and loudly sings. Then at the next moment, he sits down. So, in this description, Advaitacharya is showing that by fully identifying himself as a servant, he becomes overwhelmed with ecstasy. And he can't contain that ecstasy he feels by serving the Vaishnava. So he starts to say, he's humkara, humkara nach, humkara nache. He's feeling so much happiness, so much thrill and joy by serving the Vaishnava, serving Mahaprabhu, and serving all Dasar, Dasar, he said, Dasar, Dasar. By serving all these servants and devotees of Lord Chaitanya, he feels such thrill and joy that he's jumping. He's jumping because it's just he can't contain his heart. When you can't contain your heart, you jump. The words jump out of your mouth. He's jumping and he's roaring, Hum Karanache. I'm a servant, I'm a servant, I'm a servant. Like Shangri-La, Shangri-La, Eureka, Eureka. There's someone in the old days in California in the 1800s, they had gold rush. And the Spanish word for discovery or something, Eureka, is a Spanish word. So people were rushing to these rivers and putting in these pans and looking for gold, trying to find gold coming in the river, little nuggets of gold. So they found some gold, they'd say, Eureka, Eureka! It means like, Shabash, Shabash, whatever, Shabash. I've discovered it. I've got gold. So we have gold, we have Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The gold in our desire. We have unlimited wealth. And it's in our storehouse. It's been deposited in our bank. In the bank of our heart. Our guru has made a deposit. Our guru has deposited, he put a savings bond. He's written a savings bond for us. Gopi Prem. Gobaldan Bhakti. He's written a savings bond and the guru has deposited that in our heart. There's gold in the heart of every devotee. We simply have to cash it in. It has to mature. It takes some years for your bonds and stocks or bonds to mature, to reach their full maturity, and then you can cash them in. We already have the golden avatar has been deposited in the bank of every devotee's heart. Now we simply have to keep up the premium, keep chanting, keep investing in the bank. Pretty soon, after some time, then we'll have that golden avatar will manifest. Here I am. You wanted to serve me, you wanted to see me. Here I am, now. I am forever yours, and you are forever mine. And Gauranga will embrace us with his golden arm, and crush us, and hold us to his chest, and bless us with all the frame of his heart. Just like he blessed Rupa Goswami at Prayag, I think Lalabad, at Prayag, on the banks of the Ganga in Triveni, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced Rupa Goswami with his beloved arm. So the embrace of Gauranga with Rupa Goswami was Radharani embracing Rupa Manjari. Because Rupa Manjari, she is called Rupa Manjari. Rupa Goswami's Manjari form is Rupa Manjari. Why? Because Rupa Manjari, her heart is the form of Radharani's heart. Rupa Manjari's heart has the rupam of Radharani's frame, the frame rupa. The sarupa of Radharani's frame has been deposited in the heart of Rupa Manjari. That is why Rupa Manjari is the leading Manjari, and she arranges all the services for the Manjaris in the spiritual world. Rupa Manjari. So on the banks of the Ganga 500 years ago, Rupa Manjari was standing there as Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami was embraced by Gauranga, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu invested his heart. The heart of Rupa Goswami was the form of his sova, Radha Govinda Yuga Prem. So Radha Govinda Yuga Prem entered into the heart of Rupa Goswami. That is why he's called Rupa Goswami. So we are all servants of Rupa Goswami.
And so someday that same Mahaprabhu may embrace all of us. He'll embrace us and fill our hearts with the form of his prema, Radha Govinda prema. So we can only pray for that day to come. So this is the day, because the quickest way to the heart of Gauranga is through the heart of his servant. So today is the Vaidhacharya's day, so by praying to him, oh, you're the merciful servant of Gauranga. Please be kind to me. Please accept me in your service and teach me how to serve purely. Teach me how to become one with the heart of Gauranga. And in that way, you will actually really, you will fulfill the meaning of your name. You are a Vaidhacharya. So you can teach me how to make my heart one with the heart of my guru, and one with the heart of Gauranga, and one with the heart of Radha Govinda Yugo. Sri Advaitacharya Ki. So I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much for your kind attention. You are like magnets. You know magnets? The big iron magnets. You are very powerful. You're very powerful, like a big magnet. But my heart is broken in pieces. My heart is broken in pieces. Maya has broken my heart into pieces. And those pieces are like small pieces of loha. Choki choki loha. Iron. And just my heart is particles of iron. Only pieces of iron. But when I come in the presence of you, devotees, you are like a big magnet. And you pull all the particles out of my heart. All those particles, iron filing, we say iron filing. When you file a piece of iron, you get little pieces. Choti choti, churna, loha churna. Little particles. So you're pulling all the iron particles out of my heart. So I'm very happy to have your darshan and your association. Because then I can see the result of the magnet and the particles, the black pieces of iron are coming out of my heart in your association. So this is very good fortune for me. That's why I say thank you very much. And I had the fortune of sitting in many lectures of my Guru Maharaj in LA, and he would give this fantastic lecture. He was giving us everything, and he gave us everything, and he's continuing to give all of us everything, Srila Prabhupada. So after he would give us everything in a lecture, then what would he say? Thank you very much. When I was in New Delhi, I said, Gurudev, Prabhupada, why is he saying thank you very much? And now I'm starting to get some glimmer. Because if you have something beautiful, if you have a beautiful picture in your pocket, and it's some very beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna, and then some friend says, oh, what's in your pocket? And then he takes the picture and he looks, well, that's nice. So when he holds it out of your heart, then you get to see it. You see that picture, oh yeah. He says, this is a very beautiful picture of Radha Bihari. Oh yeah, it is. And then you look. And then you enjoy that picture. So Prabhupada's heart is full of praying. So when he would come before his devotees and he would speak, he would say, oh, thank you very much. Because when he would speak, he would get an opportunity to see his beloved Radha Govinda. So he was thanking us because he would take Radha Govinda out of his heart and he would look at them during the lecture. Oh, Radha Govinda, you're beautiful. You're so beautiful. And then at the end of the lecture, oh, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much, everyone, for giving me opportunity to see Radha Govinda in my heart. This is my understanding of why Prabhupada, because I've been thinking for 30 years, why Prabhupada would say thank you, you can hear on the cassette all of it. Thank you very much. Why Prabhupada would say thank you very much, because what did we give him? We gave him lust, we gave him greed, we gave him trouble, heartache, problems. All we ever gave to Prabhupada was problems. And all he ever gave to us was the love of Lord Chaitanya, and his love, and the love of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.